I've said this year in other places, but maybe I'll add a few horas. Just looking here. There was a yid called Dayan Grosnas. Dayan Grosnas was a Baruch Berza Talmud, and he was a Dayan in London. London had a, still has a Kviyaslika Beis Din, and he was a member of that Beis Din. So Dayan Grosnas is a great, maybe an uncle of my son through marriage, and he was at a bris, and he said over from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said, I don't know exactly the lashon. This is a maaser going back 30 years plus. That when you speak to an audience, especially a fremd audience, you should always speak about Inyone Mashiach Tzidkenu. Is it the Chofetz Chaim Gezog? That's what he has, a Kabbalah from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim Tzugezog. You're connected to the Chofetz Chaim, no? So, connected to Chofetz Chaim doesn't mean only to use the name, but to follow his minogim, to follow his dinim. But the Chofetz Chaim used to say that when you're speaking to an audience, always try to push Mashiach Tzidkenu and Inyoni Mashiach. So I'm just trying to understand what's happening in the world. And we're calling it the era of COVID. It's the era of COVID. It's not only COVID, but other things are happening as well. In Eretz Yisrael, they had in Moron, Nebach, 45 people died. In Miami Beach, a building falls down, a part of a building falls down from a Yid who were involved. It's an era where we have a lot of simonim. I'm just trying to understand a little bit the simonim and putting it into a little bit of a background. When I was by a bris about 55 years ago, so an uncle of my wife asked the question, in the harachamins that we have by a bris mila, it says, Harachaman hu yivorech hamo b'sar ha'orla v'chulu. And then it says, Harachaman hu yishlach lono mishicho holech tomim b'schus chasan lamulas domim. Ibenishim should send Mashiach Tzidkenu b'schus chasan lamulas domim l'vaseh b'saristolos v'nichumim l'amechod mefuza meforid b'inu amim. And then the next Arachman, Arachman Yishlach Lono Kohen Tzedek Asher Lukach Leilom Arhuchan Kiso Kashemish V'yolo. No, who is this Arachman referring to? Kohen Tzedek. It's not referring to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Mashiach Tzidkenu is Malchus Beis David. It's Kohen Tzedek. Asher Lukach Leilom. Who was taken? Lukach Leilom was taken away. Vayolet Pono Badarto. He covered his face with his mantle. Brisi Hoysa Ito Hachaim Vasholem. My bris was with him. Hachaim Vasholem. Whose bris was this? What bris was this? Pinchas. Pinchas Zueliyo. That's what Chazal tell us. So my uncle asked me, L'chara, the Harachmans are not Kisidron. We know that before Eliyahu, before Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, Eliyahu HaNavi will appear. He's the Mavasir. The Mavasir, and he's telling us Mashiach Tzidkenu is coming. L'chur, he's the Mavasir. And yet we have the Seder Afuch. Harachman Yishalach Mashiach Holech Tomim. And then Harachman Yishalach Lano Koin Tzedek Asher Lukach Le'elam Aruchan Kiso B'Shemesh O'Yolam. He asked me this question. What's the Harachmans? What's the Seder and Harachmans? So I answered him as follows. I answered him on the spot. I said, first of all, I wanted to know Pshat in the Novi. You know, I'm still of the, okay. The Novi says, in the Shabbos HaGadol, the Novi starts off, V'karafti aleichem b'mishpot, v'yisi eid m'mahir, ki b'yochol the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming, V'yavarti aleichem b'mishpot, the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming with a mishpot, v'yisi eid m'mahir, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the aid. Eid Nasadayin, Eid Lo Nasadayin, but the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have these chesreinus. B'mechashim, b'mnoafim, not the good things that Klal Yisrael wants to be known for. U'mishboim la'sheker, v'oshkei schar socher, amona v'yosem, all these not good things. And at the end, the Novi tells us, Hinei anochi sholech lochem es Elio ha-Novi, lefnei bo yom Hashem ha-Godo v'yaneiru. V'heishiv leivovus ha-bonim v'leibonim ha-wavesem pen ovo v'keisis o'ortz chayra. Now everyone sings the song, V'heishiv leivovus ha-bonim. It's a song. Everyone sings a beautiful song. But nobody says the last few words. Pen ovo v'keisi es o'ortz chayrim. If not, I'm going to come and smite the world chayrim. Obliterate the world. What's happening here? Sending Eliyahu HaNavi, and this is a threat. The Heshev Levavos, this is what should be Penovo, and if it's not going to be, V'KCSO or it's Chayra. This is a... And then we sing again, Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem. We want to end up with a good... The song is based on that... The end part. So we sing this part. But the penovo v'kaseis o'aretz chayrim, the threat, it's not an implied threat, it's a direct threat, is not mentioned. What's going on over here? What's happening here? So I said, Apia Gemara, it's a chadover, I hold this chadover, poshet. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us an interesting maisa. Reb Shua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, "When is Moshiach Tzidkenu coming? When kommt er? When kommt er?" So the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi told him, what are you asking me for? Ask him directly. What do you need, a klisheni? So he says, where can I find him? No, he's in Rome. He's tending to the sick. And you can give him a simon that all the other people who are tending to the sick people are doing wholesale. He does one by one. And kachav. Ashkech Eliyahu Navi Kami Apischa de Marta, starting the story. Mosai Yovemar, when is he coming? So he says, okay, ask the Mashiach. Comes into Rome. Omele Le Mosai Yosemar. Omele Hayoin. I'm coming today. Can you imagine that? He had a tremendous simcha. Mistoma, he put out an email that Mashiach Tzidkenu was coming today, put on his frock. Also, Lagabe Leo, Omele, my Omeloch, Omele Sholom Alecha, Balevoy, Omele, Eptacholo, Holo, Avicha, Vahulu, Vahulu, Vahulu. He said to Elio, Shkuri Koshoke. Elio, no, he was not telling me the truth. Ki di omali hayoim, v'lo osi. He says he's coming today and he didn't show up. No show. Omali hochi omaloch. Sachti Elio, no, you have to understand what Mashiach Tzidkenu meant. Hayoim im bekolo tishmo. Today, now. If you'll listen to me, in Mekolo Tishmo. Azish de Gemor. That's the Gemor. Maisa de Gemor is Mol Tamua. I mean, when Mashiach Tzidkenu told Rabbi Shua ben Levi that he's coming today, he should have asked Mashiach Tzidkenu right away. But Elio, I know he didn't come yesterday. Look at that freaking Amgleich. What's happening? You're telling me you're coming today, but where's Elio Novi? The Novi tells us. Es Elio Novi lefnei bo yom Hashem. What's happening? What's Tutzach? And then he had a kasha on the Mashiach Tzidkenu. Teretz is Parshat. Then I found that the Chassam Sefer says it, the Tumim says it, other Gedolim say it. The Gemara over here says Mashiach Tzidkenu can come in two ways. He can come bi'ito, the end of time, according to the Cheshbon that the Ribbono Shelom has, bi'ito, and he can come ba'achishenu, quickly. When he comes bi'ito, it's about tzaltayim, the Gemara says. He comes. Krichsa. Ba'achishenu, he comes immediately. Come in two ways. So I wanted to taina that the Seder Hadvorim, that there's a Seder of Mashiach Tzidkenu, is when he comes bi'ito. When he comes bi'ito at the end of time, so to say, then he comes, before his coming comes Elio Anovi. That's the Seder Advorim. But when he comes Bachishenu, he comes immediately. Kla Yisrael Zeiche, he comes immediately without Elio Anovi. That's what I want at the time. So I said, he understood, Rabbi Shua ben Levi understood, Hayom is coming today. Kipshuto, he's coming today. That means even if Elio Anovi did not come before, Abasnikin Kasha, he's coming now. Hayom. Abakinirin Cheshbenis in Shamayim, whatever the Cheshbenis in Shamayim are, he says, Hayom, true. Hayom im Tishmali. Still have time. It's not the immediate that you think. Hayomim Tishmali. Now the Gemara says that Ein Yisrael Negolim Ela B'tshuva. They need a tshuva. The Rama brings it La'alocha and Hilchas Tshuva. Ein Yisrael Negolim Ela B'tshuva. What is the purpose of Elio Anovi's coming? What's his purpose? Well, the Novi tells us. V'heishiv leiv ovas al boni v'leiv boni mal avais. Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim that Elio Anovi is coming to be miyasher libos, to make sure that what? That there is a tshuva. If they haven't done it yet, Now is the time. And the Navi continues. And if it won't be, a person has a bechira. A person has a bechira chofshes. Pen ovo vi kesies ha'oretzchem. That is the ultimate threat. That is a threat. It's there. So if Klal Yisrael was zoyche, and they have schusim, great schusim, Mashiach Tzidkenu comes immediately, without Eliyahu. We don't need that Eliyahu Navi. We don't love to have him, welcome guest, but we don't need him. We've gotten to that stage that Mashiach is here without him. But unfortunately, if we don't have, we haven't gotten to that stage, then Eliyahu HaNavi has to come. Why? V'heshiv levovos habonim, like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Malachim, v'heshiv levovos habonim v'leibonim alavos. That's what has to be. Why? It's the end. Pen ovo v'kesi esoretz chev. So I said to my uncle then, I said, could be. This is the Seder that we say the Arachmans. Harachmano yishachlono meshicho holich tomi. Maybe this chus of the bris is such a great schus together with the other schusim of Klal Yisrael and some tshuva that's being done. Levaser b'sarisos nechumim la'amechem nefuzem mefor benu amim. This will tilt the scales, as we say. Because we go b'sarov, we'll tilt the scales. And Mashiach Tzidkenu will come immediately. Tomernit. It's not tilting the scales. We banish them. Harachman yen. Who yishlach lono koin tzedek asher lukach le'elam. So send Eliyahu HaNavi. Force us, push us in that mode. Push us. We need a push. I said in the. I said to my Talmidim, Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas Uelio says over here, Hinini Naisin Lo Es Brisi Shalom. Now, if you look in the word, if you're familiar, you get called, if you're a Kohen, you get called up, you'll notice that the Shalom, the Vav, and Shalom is a Vav Ketua. It's a Machlekes Rishonim. Does that mean it's a Yud? Or that means it's a broken vav. It's a broken vav. The Baal HaTurim says over here, Baal HaTurim brings over here, vav kitiya ki pinchas u elio. V'chein be'elio kisiv choser vav. If you look, Elio's name, the last vav does not appear be'elio. Three dots. But not Elio. Shanota vav Elio. V'chein Elio k'siv chaser vav. V'Yakov. Yakov mole vav. Yakov suddenly gets a vav and adds it to his name. Yaakov. Shanota vav Elio. He took that vav from Elio, Anovi's name. Lemashkin. Took a vav from Ashken. And that's the vav kitiya. That's the vav that's broken. Achiyovo im ha-Moshiach. Until he'll bring the Moshiach with him. The yigo es bonov. And he'll provide a gula. The zeo, that's shot in the pasuk, that's the Gemara. Yogil Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Yaakov is written without a vav. Yismach Yisrael. Yismach! Yismach! Oisius Mashiach. Yogil Yaakov. Yaakov will be happy. Tzefridin. Without a vav. Yismach Yisrael. He's going to be very, very happy. And what's Yismach Yisrael? Yismach is Oisius Mashiach. She Yismach Limos HaMashiach, V'yachzer HaVov, Yaakov Avinu will return the Vov back to Elio Hanavi, V'yehei Elio Sholem. And then Elio will be Sholem, will be complete. And that's the Vov Ketias. Brisi Sholem, that bris of Sholem that was given to Pinchas and Pinchas Elio, that Vov is a Vov Ketia, cut off Vov. He doesn't have that Sholem. Until when? Until Mashiach Tzidkenu. If you look, if you're familiar with Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu, this Eliyahu is written without a Vav. Without a Vav. He hasn't yet accomplished his mission. His mission is Veheisha Levavos Abonim Levonim Alavaisim. That's his job. Can you imagine what kind of a job he is? I'm not Mekanim. Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu Anavi. And that's without a Vav. I'm on the mice. Yaakov Avinu takes a Vav from Elio, puts it in his name. What's his shuldik? What's Elio's shuldik that he takes his name? Because of that, we have to misspell his name. Teretz says, because that's his job. If Klal Yisrael hasn't done tshuva till then, V'heishev le'vavos ha'bonim v'le'bonim ha'avaisim pen'ovo v'keisyes ha'oretz chayrim. So Yaakov Avinu took that vav from Elio, Hanovi's name, genumen by zich, brought it, took it by himself, took it, put it in his name. And he's only going to return it to Elio Hanovi when he's going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. Okay. That's the way it has to go. If we were Zoyche by ourselves, he would have come without Elio. Elio would have gotten the Vav quicker. He's not. Then he has to do his job. Elio Hanovi has to do his job. What's his job? V'heishev le'vavos al'bonim v'le'bonim al'avaisim. We say the Harachmans, I mentioned this. Do I have time? I don't have time. 10 o'clock is finished, huh? Elio Hanovi hasn't come yet. What?
I'm sure I'm going a little over.
I have to have her shoes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay. There's 2 minutes from 10 o'clock and 10:30.
I don't know if I'll make it to the 10:30. I could. Okay. Do I have her shoes from the Rosh Hashiva? Yeah. If I have her shoes, I have her shoes. You know, in the, those who have the minhogim of the goyim, so they have a. In the Bonei Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh Shemhei Rav Yameinu, Ruch HaTo Hashem Bonei Berachamov Yerushalayim Amen. They don't say Berachamov. They delete Berachamim. Why do they delete it? What's the deletion? So the Goyin says that we delete it for a simple reason. Because the Navi tells us, I'm looking over here, the Navi tells us in Parshas Chazayin. Thank you. V'yoshiva shoftayich kivorishona v'yotzayich kivatchila Achre kein yikra l'cho ir ha-tzedek kiri namona. Tzion b'mishpat tipode, v'shoveo b'tzdoka. Yeah? It says tzion b'mishpat tipode. What's rachamim? What's this rachamim to do over here? It says tzion b'mishpat tipode. Zion will be delivered justifiably. Mishav Albert Stoker. Albert Zion is Bamishbet. So we take off the Rachamim from Bonei Barachamim, Bonei Yerushalayim Ome. This pasuk over here, interesting. I'm going to tell you a big, big soid. A big soid, gentlemen. Are you ready? Huh? For the big soul? You going to mikvah? They went to the mikvah today. It could be Megala soid. Huh? Maybe. Maybe they took a swimming lesson today. V'ashiva shavtecha kevarishona. V'yosecha kevatchila. The Rambam says, Meridika Rambam. The Rambam says, from here is a raya that there will be a functioning Sanhedrin before Mashiach Tzidkenu. Why? It says, Vashiva Shavtecha Kavrishon V'yatzecha Kavadchiva. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Megillah that the Yud Ches Brochus, the Yud Ches Brochus of Shemona Esrei, were Nisken Awa Seder. Now this pasuk over here, Hashiva Shofteinu Kebarishona V'yatzeinu Kevatchila. This is the pasuk. Rambam says, this is, pasuk is before Esemach David Avdecho, before Mashiach. And Hashiva Shofteinu Kebarishona is referring to what the Navi said here. Navi says here, V'yashiva Shoftecho Kebarishona V'yatzeinu Kevatchila. That means there will be a functioning Sanhedrin before Mashiach Tzidkenu. How is that possible? We know to have a Sanhedrin, one needs the official smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, dor achar dor, and that was broken. That linkage was broken already the time we went into Golis. So the Rambam says, Amer de kechidish. Al korchich, the Rambam says, what is going to be? If all Chachmei Yisrael agree to give somebody smicha, that person becomes a samach, and he can continue the smicha. That's the Shitas Rambam. Okay, there's a Hezber, there Mir Simcha gives, that Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael has a koyach of smicha. One of the bichidushim. It's going to, this thing is going to be a big changer. If that's going to happen, Mir Tzashem, and it will happen, will be Mekadesh, the Chayrish, Al-Piriyah, not Al-Picheshmen. Bezin will... Gentlemen, you're learning what Masechta now in the Daf Hayomi. I don't know if they're learning Daf Hayomi or not. Huh? Do you have any idea what you're learning?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah deals with what? Bezin is Mekabel Eidus HaChayrish. It's a later Prokim, not in the beginning Prokim. And I'll tell you even a bigger Chayrish. One can be Mechalel Shabbos to give Eidus, if one is coming to give Eidus on the Chodesh, one can be Mechalel Shabbos to give that Eidus to come to Bezin. Because why? Bezin has to be Mekadosh HaPiriya. They're not allowed to be Mekadosh HaPicheshon. That's the Shittas Rambam, it's a Machlekes all the time. But Al Koponim, things are going to change. There's going to be a functioning Sanhedrin. And the Rambam says, Im tizke Yisrael. The Rambam says it in Pirush HaMishnayos. Im tizke Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will be zoiche, and they will have a lev noven, and they will reintroduce the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. So now you will have Hoshiva Shavtech Kibishon. So according to the Rambam, this posik in the Haftarah is not referring to what? Mashiach Tzidkenu coming through Elio, it's referring to what? The Klal Yisrael was zeicher ready to reestablish the Sanhedrin by themselves. For sure then. Then it's Tzion B'mishpat Tipodeh. But if the other way, that's Rachamim. The Ribbono Shel is forcing us with all the means through Elio Anavi to be Makabel Tshuva in order to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. So that we say, Bonei Barachma V'Yishlaim Amen, is according to that Shita. And the Meforshim Taka say, what do we need Elio? One of the reasons we need Elio, because who else is going to be Mechadish the Smicha? How can we reestablish the Smicha? those who disagree with the Rambam, how can we reestablish the Smicha? Teretz says, Elio, he never died. He never died. He's one of the linkage to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he'll give us Smicha. Okay. But the Boni Barachim of Yerushalayim Omein is not such. If you take the Rambam's pshat, it's referring to Klal Yisrael's already Zeiche, and they're already bringing the Sanhedrin, and for sure, if we have that stage, Mashiach Tzidkenu is not far away without Eliyahu. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, the Mishnah in Idyas, the Mishnah in Idyas says a chiddush. I'm looking in Pirkei Avos. I need Idyas. Gentlemen, if you give me 1 minute to find the Mishnah. Who are Yoimer? Rabbi Akiva are Yoimer. Ho'av zeiche leben benoi b'choach v'osher v'chochma v'shonim v'mispar aderes. Last week's parsha. The father is mezakeh for his son. Benoi, in comeliness, in strength, in width, in wealth, in chochma, b'shonim, in years, v'mispar aderes. That means the father is considered one generation, and the child is considered the next generation. V'hu akeitz, and that's the end. Shenema Kuri Haderis Meirosh, Afa Pishanemer Vavodin Vinu, or some Dawad Meirshona. That was last week's parsha, Brisbane Absarim. Venemar Vador Revi Yeshuvahena. So we have two types of kitzim. We have a Dawad Meirshona, and we have Dor Revi Yeshuvahena. All the Meforshim are wondering, what is this two things? 400 years. And then you have Dor Revi. So the Rabbit says a tremendous chiddush. The Rabbit says there will come a time, and this is the way the Gula works. There will come a time, gentlemen, that the Shibud Golias will go off. But even though Shibud Golias goes off, the Gula will not occur. The Gula is only on a Dor Zakai. And he says that was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was in the time of Ezra, and that will also be in the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu. They'll go to adore Ha'amim. So what's this lashon? I think it means America. What's Midbar Ha'amim? What's Midbar Amim? A Midbar Amim, all different nations in one place. America. He'll take him to the Midbar Amim before we'll have the Gula, and we'll have to wait for the Gula. When the time comes, that's the Dor Revi. Okay, maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will have to shtup us. Gentlemen, let me conclude. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Ein Perunius Bala Olam Ela Bisho Yisrael. If there is Perunius in the world, not specifically in one area, Ein Perunius Bala Olam Ela Bisho Yisrael, only for Klaisa. We think there's a pandemic. It's true, there's a pandemic in the whole world. But I want to tell you, you think it's in Italy, it started in Italy, and in China, and wherever you've heard about it. It's all over the world. But it's coming for one purpose only, El B'Shu Yisrael, for us. What a B'Nishlam, we're responsible. The Goyim always blame us. That we know. But Chazal tell us this. We didn't create it. We didn't make it. But it's coming, El B'Shu Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Ein Perunius B'Olam, El B'Shu Yisrael. Kinira, we're in this generation. Far Moshiach. And if we would have been Zoyche, Eliyahu HaNavi himself would have come and pushed us. But we're not Zoyche. So what did we get in place of Eliyahu HaNavi? That's what we got. Pushing us. Epis, a hero tshuva, something. Wake us up. And it's not only Corona, it's this accident and that accident. Every time you pick up a newspaper, you hear about another tragedy. Hurricanes, this, that, flooding. In Eretz Yisrael, it's impossible even to... We're under the threat of Iran. They already said that they have the atomic bomb already. There is an existential threat to Klal Yisrael. So what are we doing? Sloughing away. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nachamo. So what does he do? Oh, we vanquished the corona. Comes a mutation. We banished them. If we would have been Zeiche, Eliyahu Novi would have come. We're not even Zeiche for Eliyahu Novi. To be Zeiche for Eliyahu, also you have to be a Baldarga, not push it. So he brings the corona on us. Pushing us. Stupsach. Klai, so wake up. We banished them. Wake up. It's coming. It's here. Wake up, Rebbeinu Shalom. Wake up. Open your eyes. Baruch Ber brings, b'shem the Chofetz Chaim, I can't not bring the Chofetz Chaim, brings b'shem the Chofetz Chaim, the Gemara says, it's not a Gemara, it's a, what's his name? It's a brisa that Rabbi Elazar HaGadol said, "Ein Adam Nitzel." In the Ikvus of the Meshicha, "Ein Adam Nitzel." The person is not Nitzel in this period of time. How can a person be Nitzel? Only Isaac Baturin doing Chesed. It's like the Chofetz Chaim Shteitach Tzvei Dinim. One din is, a person cannot be saved. Everyone will have some type of consequence from the corona. Everyone. I'm not saying corona, but something. But there is one eitzah. If there is an eitzah, the eitzah is through Torah and Gemilas Chesed. So we, referring to myself, I'm not referring to anybody here, but I'm referring to myself. Who's the Rebbeinu Shlom telling us? To the schlepper in the street. He's telling this message to the B'nai Torah. Wake up, gentlemen. And I'm referring not to you. I'm referring to myself. Wake up, Daniel Airfield. Do more. Learn another Black Gemara. Do more Chesed. That's going to make the difference. Gentlemen, this is the message that I'm trying to bring out. The message is for me. It's not for you, not for the Rosh Yeshiva, not for the Rebbe's, Baruch Hashem. Halavai, I would have their schusim. But it's for everyone who shemri Torah mitzvahs. Do a little bit extra. Now is the time. Now is when we need you. Mirtz Hashem, next year, what do we have to wait for a year? That's too long. It's the year of Shemitah. Mashiach Tzidkenu was slated to come at the end of Shemitah, but maybe, you know, forget about Elio. We'll give him back the vav without his coming. Maybe today or tomorrow we'll get the news he's here. Let's give that extra push, and Mirtz Hashem will be zoiche to be together in Eretz Yisrael.